President Trump shared a video of Jeffrey Sachs calling Netanyahu a deep dark son of a who drags the U.S. into endless wars in the Middle East. Hear what he said.
They had to figure out how to sell the war to the American people, how to scare the shit out of the American people. It was a phony war. Where did that war come from? You know what? It's quite surprising. That war came from Netanyahu, actually. You know that? It's weird. And the way it is that Netanyahu had from 1995 onward the theory that the only way we're going to get rid of Hamas and Hezbollah is by toppling the governments that support them. That's Iraq, Syria, and Iran. And the guy's nothing if not obsessive. And he's still trying to get us to fight Iran this day, this week. He's a deep, dark son of a... Netanyahu has a different idea. His idea is we captured the Palestinian lands in 1967, and we're never going to give them back. So we're just going to rule over the Palestinians. He says we're going to keep the land. There will be resistance, Hamas, Hezbollah, other militant resistance. What will we do about it? You can't really fight the terrorists, he says. You have to fight the states that back the terrorists.
And Iran is the central one in his mind.
But interestingly for Netanyahu, he lays out one by one, yes, of course, Iran is the central one in his mind, but so too is Iraq under Saddam. He supported Hamas. Right. So too is Bashar al-Assad in Syria. Iran, Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, and Libya. And you know what the plan was? Seven wars in 5 years. The U.S. using Israel? No. This is Israel using the U.S. as if our military is right. In their hands, which in effect it is. You take Wolfowitz and you take Feith and you take these neocons and you take Netanyahu. They right. game planned the whole thing out. Well, I regard Netanyahu as having been our greatest disastrous president of the 21st century because he ran American foreign policy for 20 years and he cost us trillions of dollars. And where is the Middle East today? War in Syria, war in Lebanon, war in Palestine, unrest in Iraq, war in Yemen, chaos in Sudan, chaos in Somalia, chaos in Libya. Great job, Bibi. You did a terrific job. The cost not only to Israel and to the Middle East, and of course, especially to the Palestinians, is profound, but Netanyahu has done more damage to the United States than just about any person on this planet. And he's done it repeatedly because his idea has been engage the U.S. military in Israel's wars so that Israel doesn't have to face up to the basic fact that there should be a state of Palestine alongside the state of Israel. So Netanyahu, as we've come to understand better and better looking back at it, was the chief promoter of the disastrous war in Iraq. And we paid the price, we Americans, trillions of dollars. And he still gets away with it because that's the Israel lobby. It's enough. So this is the main reflection that I found in the Middle East in the past week. But it's what I've been seeing at the UN and through travels all over the Middle East for years, but especially in recent months, that the way to peace is absolutely clear. It's there's not even a debate about it, an argument about it in almost all the world. It's just hidden from view from Americans who don't really understand the full price that we're paying to back Netanyahu's madness and cruelty. And because we're not told that the Arab nations have laid out a perfectly sensible path to peace with security for Israel and based on international law. And it's just waiting for the United States to stop vetoing it.